So, how do you solve a problem like Mariah? As my brother said, spoiler alert, you can't. So there you go, I'm just an Australian girl with the world at her feet. Working in public relations and communications, as well as a business owner, who is learning about life and myself every single day. Join me as I tell you stories, share my outlook on life, and just talk utter garbage. This podcast is where I talk about my world, your world, and the world around us to hopefully inspire or just entertain. But it'll be fun, I promise. On today's episode, I am buzzing. I have my business inspiration, Ruby Lee, joining us to talk about all things business and side hustling. She honestly inspired me to start Content Queen Mariah, so I am so excited to have her on. So let's get started. Welcome, guys. It's officially like one or two sleeps until Europe, depending on when this podcast comes out. I'm currently recording at 4:58 a.m. That's the dedication to the pod right there. Just a quick highlight for the fortnight. One of them is obviously chatting to Ruby for this podcast because I am so excited. Another one is just feeling a little bit more aligned with my business because I've changed from my personal Instagram just solely to my business Instagram. So that's at contentqueen_Mariah, which you can follow me on that for all my Europe adventures, all my life adventures, all my business adventures. It was really, really good to feel a little bit more aligned. Another massive highlight for the fortnight was Alyssa coming back from Spain, absolutely buzzing. It was awesome to have her back home, even if it was for a short visit. And we have a new housemate. His name is Dean. I might have to get him on the pod because we've had all the other housemates on the pod. So welcome to the house, Dean. He's a big supporter of the Wednesday Lives on my Instagram. So, yeah, it's awesome to have him here. We celebrated with a weekend out the other weekend. And I found out my alcohol limit before Europe, which is a good thing. We'll just leave it there, I guess. Oh, golly. Didn't wake up with any injuries, which is a surprise, but my osteo told me that because of my liver problems, the alcohol doesn't really digest as quickly or doesn't break down as quickly as normal. So good to know now, thinking of the positives, but Sunday was a struggle, that's for sure. Okay, so how can you make your you better? Now, I'm sure I've spoken about this before, but I'm going to speak about it again. I don't think I've spoken about it in making your life better, but your year better, but I have in general. It's batching your time. Now, Ruby obviously inspired me for this one, but what you do is just, I've got an Apple Watch, so I'll just set my phone on a 25-minute timer, but you can do it. My watch on a 25-minute timer, but you can do your phone or whatever. And you pick a task to do and just do that for 25 minutes. Obviously, after the 25 minutes, you're meant to stop. I can understand that as a writer, sometimes if you stop after 25 minutes, you lose everything you've done. Oh my God, I'm going to have to edit that yawn out. 5 a.m. But it just helps you get things done. I always find that if there's a task that I really don't want to start, I just put my phone on my watch on 25 minutes and then I have to do it, so it gets me actually starting it, because then I go, okay, I've got 25 minutes and then I can stop. So, and then once you finish the 25 minutes, you're like, oh, that was fine, like it wasn't as bad. It's just when you got to start things that are quite daunting. So try batching your time, let me know how it goes for you. I know we've definitely spoke about it on the podcast with Kate Christie, but definitely start it. Do it. It's helping me so much. Like even at work, I'll get to work and, you know, you kind of just, you know, fiddle around, don't make a start straight away, put your lunch in the fridge, do all that jazz. And then you like sit down and you're just like, okay, where to begin? And you should pick a task, 25-minute timer, go, bang. Really sets up your day. Okay, I'm so excited for this part of the show. Joining me today is Ruby Lee. Now, she is a side hustle coach helping early stage entrepreneurs go from full side hustle to full hustle. She has made 65,000 in 65 days when she first began her business, and she's now $250,000 business, but leading into $1 million business in the next financial year. How did I come across Ruby? Well, I, as all great things happen, was out one Friday night, and I was at the bar. We had mutual friends, and I was speaking to this guy. He owned a business himself, and he was asking me what I did for work, what my hobbies were, got talking about my podcast and my blog, and he said, oh, that's really cool. Where do you want to take it? What do you want to do with it? I said to him, like, I'd love to, you know, work on that and that be my job and, you know, work for myself. I don't think I really said work for myself, but I just said I want to monetize my blog, monetize my podcast. And he's like, oh my God, you should listen to this and connect with Ruby Lee. I know her. She's just gone all in with her business. She helps side hustlers, you know, get started. Connect with her on LinkedIn, listen to her podcast. Anyway, the weekend was complete write-off. Grand final weekend in Melbourne, massive weekend. Anyway, I picked it up. Whether it was the week following or a couple of weeks after, I started listening to her podcast, and I started listening to it in the mindset of monetizing my blog and my podcast. And I was like, yeah, cool, yep, got my name. First episode kind of talks about getting started. I got all that. So I had that in my head, yep, going to monetize the podcast and the blog. Got to about Feb this year, Jan. Getting quite a few freelancer jobs on Fiverr. And I was really listening to her podcast. I'm like, I don't think I'm going to be able to monetize my blog and my podcast yet. I think, like, I've got to do something else. And I was talking to Mervyn at work, and he said to me, well, you're right. Why don't you try and build that up? And there is where it all started. And Ruby has been there through this whole journey. Obviously, I've now invested in her as my business coach when I return from Europe. But she's kindly agreed to join me. So she was obviously the inspiration for me starting Content Queen Mariah. So let's take in all of Ruby's knowledge. She has a lot of it. It's not going to be able to be captured all in this podcast. So you can follow her, which she'll plug her socials, but please, please enjoy listening to my absolute inspiration. People know that know me know how much I love her, but I'm sure you'll love her too after listening to this interview with Ruby. So welcome, Ruby, to my podcast. I definitely know who you are, and I know all the people that are around me know who you are, but can you just share a little bit about your story?
Okay, thank you so much for having me on here, Mariah. It's so exciting. So I'm currently based out of Manchester, England, as we're traveling around the world, and I am traveling with my young family. The reason why I was able to do this is because I think it was 18 months ago, I was still working in my full-time job as an executive recruiter, and I decided to start a little side hustle. And the side hustle was in the form of a blog, which then started to get a lot of traction. And I learned very quickly how to monetize that, how to grow that. And I started to begin career coaching. Career coaching turned into business coaching. And now I am currently a business coach helping early stage entrepreneurs start up their service-based businesses and also want to travel the world, have more freedom and choice in how they want to live their life. So there's a lot in that story that I've obviously not been able to talk about just yet, but hopefully we cover that in today's podcast.
That is so inspiring, and like definitely what helped me start my own side hustle is your story. But what made you start a side hustle, and like how did you get started with this?
Yeah, I really got up to this point in my entire career where things just were running quite well. You know, they were just, it was fine. Like, I was really like no drama. I was getting promoted. I was getting a nice salary. And whilst looking from the outside in, family and friends would be saying, oh my gosh, you're like killing it at work. You're doing so well. You know, there was something inside of me that just always felt like there had to be more. Yeah. You know, I'm like, do I really have to do this for the rest of my life? Is this it? Like, am I just here to get promotions and get pay rises? And oh my gosh, no. Like, and the other thing, which really not so much triggered me, but ultimately when you take a step back and you look at, oh my gosh, I'm only allocated X amount of weeks of vacation time a year when I'm such a like nomadic traveler, that was just every time slightly grinding on me. I'm like, there has to be a way to be able to work and play and travel at the same time. Like, we live in the internet age. What is wrong with this picture? So the side hustle really began because, not because I thought it would become the business that it is today, but it gave me a creative outlet to explore opportunities outside of just working. And I just did it off the back of a very crappy WordPress site that I built, and I started to promote it all over social media. The articles that I wrote were how-to articles, because I was a recruiter at the time, about how to find a job and how to, you know, find that dream career. And I was writing all of this out going, oh my gosh, like, I'm not even living that life. I don't even have my dream career. So there was always this little voice, you know, behind my head. I'm like, what can I do to change this? How can I change the frame?
That is awesome. I definitely know the feels of not enough leave to go on holidays, considering
yes.
I'm going minus 2 weeks, no pay for 9 days. I used some loyalty days from working at the company for 3 years just to go to Europe for 6 weeks.
Yeah, so, I did all of that too. I did everything.
Feel ya on that one.
And you know how some companies I worked for, you could purchase extra leave? Yes. I would purchase extra leave to like as much as I could and take as much like non-paid leave. I'm like, I don't care if I don't get paid. I just want to stay out there and travel and get out there. And I'm like, how funny. I don't care that I get paid, and yet I'm too scared to go all in with my business because I'm afraid of not getting paid. Yes. It's such a mentality shift.
Yes. That is actually, I never thought of it like that. Like, I remember when I said to my boss, can I get 6 weeks? He's like, why do you need six? I'm like, what can I do to get six? I will work from Europe if I have to. So, I'm like, what have I got to do? Yes. I'll purchase leave, I'll do whatever. But that is actually really true. I've never thought of that. We're too scared to go all in with our business, but we'll go leave without pay to go on holidays. Very interesting one there.
Food for thought, everyone. Yes.
Yeah, that's actually really interesting. So what words of advice would you have for anyone that's looking to start something new, whether that is a side hustle?
Okay, so I think we can really stay in this ideation stage for way too long. And you know what I mean? It's the, oh, I'm just like, you know, drafting something up. I'm not going to put it out there yet. Or you stay in this like creative bubble, which is amazing and blissful, until you step out of it and realize that no one knows what you're working on. And so it's not really a hustle until you get to share that with the world. So put yourself out there, grab your Instagram handles, put yourself out there on LinkedIn. I'm someone who's such a big advocate of LinkedIn content creation. Get yourself that website, purchase that domain name. So my point being is, get yourself into action mode. If the person that's closest to you, outside of, let's say, your partner, doesn't know what you're doing in your side hustle, then you haven't told anybody yet. It's such a nice reality check, but that is my number one piece of advice to get you from idea and thinking about it to actually having one.
Yeah, no, I think like it's that baby step, isn't it? Just like making that one step, and then you get like really addicted, and then you continue to, you know, feed through your side hustle. I remember like when I first started like my podcast, I didn't want to start it. I was terrified of doing it, and I made myself do something on it every day for 30 days until I finally went, the 30th day, I'm going to launch this podcast. So yeah, it's just making that small, tiny step, which I think is easy for everyone to do. I think one step is really easy.
And I think you've actually raised a really good point. The other thing that I did was I set like actual deadlines. Yeah. So I would open up my Google Calendar and I would have in 30 days, I will have this up. In 90 days, I will have this up. And for me, it became super clear. It was almost like a real roadmap, so that it allowed me to see my progress, but also give me a clear understanding of when I wanted to achieve milestones and, in my case, eventually quit my 9-to-5 job.
Yeah, I love that you put in your calendar the date that you're going to finish your job. Like, that is accountability at its best right there.
Like, yeah, 22nd of March 2018.
That's my birthday.
You're kidding me. It's aligned.
Oh, my God. That is crazy. 22nd of March. It's my birthday. Wow.
There you go. That was a good day. It's a magical day. What can I say?
Oh, my God. I'm mind blown. Okay, so I can't even focus on the next question because I'm just – that's crazy.
I love it.
So how did you go about going all in with your business? Like, what was those steps that you made to go from side hustling and working your lunch breaks to get things done to just going, fuck it, I'm just going all in?
Yeah, so one of the things that I love about having a side hustle is that you can have a full-time job and also – really experiment and play around with the business that you'll likely step into full time. So one of the things that I did was start monetizing very quickly, whether it was, you know, writing resumes, creating LinkedIn profiles, career coaching. I was doing that all outside of work hours. So I would be after work, I would be meeting my clients at 7 p.m. till 8 p.m. and career coaching them, or I'd be starting at 7 a.m. and finishing at 8 a.m. and then going to my 9-to-5 job. So I did this for a period of time, plus also scaled a lot of the business through automated trainings. I did audio trainings, video trainings, interview trainings, so I was able to monetize that. By the time I had left my full-time job, I had already made six figures in my side hustle. So this is where I really encourage you, if you're wanting to start one, it is something that it's a great runway to have, because not only do you have the cushion of your employer paying you, but you're able to also earn outside of those hours instead of watching Netflix or going shopping or having drinks with friends every single night. Obviously, there's always balance in that, but think about how you can use your time to build your future. So this is where we start to shift that lens. But really, some of the things that I put into place was getting very clear about my financial runway. So I had kids, mortgage to pay, bills. I wanted to have pretty clothes. I wanted to travel. That seems to be a theme for me. And I got really very, very raw with my numbers, so much so I knew what I needed, when I needed it by, and how I was going to get there. And by the time I did, I knew exactly what my business plan was. So I really set that out. I executed that to the date. And I just, one of the things that, you know, I really had to double down on was my mindset. So in starting a business and shifting gears from being in a comfortable employed space to then being all out there on your own and everything is on your own shoulders. I mean, the mindset piece is something that I still believe is not talked about enough. And that's why whatever the statistic is, over half of the businesses in their first year fail, it's mindset, you know, and it's grounding into your own spiritual practices, your mindfulness practices around how you're going to get through the tough times.
Yeah, I'm just nodding my head the whole time. Mindset is massive for me. And one of the things that you mentioned was having the, like, being comfortable because you have your job and you have that side hustle that you're working on, and you're not relying on your side hustle as a full-time income. And that was one thing I said to myself this morning on the way to work when I was like, I want to do this in my business. I want to do this. I want to do this. And I was like, yeah, awesome. But, like, don't stress yourself out too much because you've got a job. Like, you don't, like, yeah, I have like goals where I want to get, but at the same time, I just need to focus on one thing at a time to get that done. And I'm sure you did the same thing, just said to yourself, like, focus on one aspect of the business, and then once you're happy with that, then move on to the next one. Because you've got your job there. It's stable at the moment. You've got that income. You're not like trying to make income really fast. So I think that's a really important one for people to learn. And that helps with the mindset too, I think, being like in that good frame of mind that you say, okay, I've got my business and I've got my job, so I can kind of experiment a lot with my side hustle. So that's, I think that's one of the most important things to think about as well. That was a really good tip and point, which leads me to my next question would be like, what is the number one tip that you have for someone who wants to own or is owning their own business?
So I guess it would be a follow on from what I just said. One of the things that happened in my own journey was I had the financials down pat. I had this strategy and the roadmap and the marketing plan and blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. But I paid zero attention to the mindset part. So I would, if you haven't already thought about it, start looking at what that means exactly for you. Mm-hmm. You'll know what some of the triggers are for you to fall into that not enoughness zone, the anxiety zone, the comparisonitis zone, where you're looking at what everybody else is doing out there online and not actually taking action. So I knew that I needed accountability from a coach. So I actually hired a mindset and spirituality coach to help me dig into the layers of what was potentially holding me back, what wasn't, you know, what in my own mind I had programmed, which I didn't even know was programmed that way. Yeah. So things like limiting beliefs about earning potential, beliefs around who am I to be this person and to be an expert authority in my field. And once I actually started to reprogram a lot of that and, you know, rewire my thinking, recode my thinking, everything changed. Despite all the strategy that I had in play, none of that was actually going to come to pass until I actually believed it was going to happen for me. So that's my number one tip.
Yeah, that's awesome. I'm so into manifesting at the moment. Like it's yes. insane. I had a guest last week talk about manifesting and mindset. And it's just massive. And it's like that quote by, I think it's Henry Ford. He's like, if you say you can't, well, you can't. So, like, if you say you can't do something, you can't do it. And that's, like you said, why a lot of businesses fail. So mindset is massive. That also leads me into which you spoke about just before is how do you deal with imposter syndrome and comparing yourself to others? I know, like, I'm at that stage in my business now, and I'm sure a lot of side hustlers are, and just people in general are in that stage of life where they're with Instagram, with social media, just continually comparing themselves. So how do you deal with that?
When I started, I didn't know who was doing the same thing as me, and I guess I was sort of blissfully unaware. And then I remember one of my startup mates who I used to work with said, you know, you're like, you should really just take a look around and see who else is like doing business coaching and side hustle coaching. So off I went, and I went down this deep, dark, horrible rabbit hole because I realized like I was the tiniest little tadpole in a huge pond of piranhas. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm fucked. You know, I'm like, how am I actually going to stand out?
Yeah.
And one of the things that I recognized early on was because I'm someone who is very inspired, it can also work in the opposite effect where it can actually uninspire you because you feel so small. So I started to actually unfollow a lot of people. I actually decided that I was just going to go back to the original plan, focus on me, focus on my business, focus on my vision, get very clear and sharp on it, and everything else would fall away. My perfect aligned clients would find me. They would know who I am. And so I'm not saying unfollow the people that, you know, obviously inspire you towards taking aligned action, but if there's someone out there that you are constantly looking at and going, oh, what is it that she's got that I don't? Or, oh my gosh, like, you know, why is it that he's so successful when he's just clearly fake? You know, whatever it is that you're thinking of from a negative perspective, maybe it's time to just hit the unfollow button for a little while.
Yeah.
Because when you change that lens and focus on who you are, what you're about, that's where it starts to make all the difference. And everyone compares themselves. It's not just you. I mean, it goes up many, many, many layers.
Yeah.
So you might not be able to control how you feel, but you can control how you react to it.
Yeah, no, that's such an important one. I literally saw something on Instagram yesterday, and it was like Amazon when it first started. I don't know if you've seen the meme, and it's like he's on his computer and there's like a yes. spray painted sign and it's like, don't compare your chapter one to someone's chapter 20. And
I love it.
It's so true. But I think like it's finding those people that inspire you without, yeah, like you said, comparing. You know, I find that listening to you and you sharing all your knowledge, I'm not like, I'm like uninspired because I feel like I'm never going to be as good as you as a business coach or as a business owner. But I think it's just how you compare, like how you rate yourself with another person, but how you take in their information, because you're obviously here to help people. You're not here to make, you know, people feel like they're not good enough. And I think it's all about the wording of other people as well. So if you find someone's wording is a little bit, I do this, and I've never had any struggles, it's kind of like, might have to unfollow them for a bit before you find your feet, which I think is a really important one.
That's it.
For sure. So now you're chasing an endless summer. I'm so envious of you right now.
Well, Instagram, I'm not. I'm in England.
Best. Well, yeah.
And it's cold.
It's on a pause. It's on a pause. So
that was the original plan, though. But yeah.
So how are you doing it all? And what have you learned from this journey? Like, I love watching your stories. They're the best, especially of Teddy. Like, he's having the time of his life.
He is loving it. He's loving it. Okay, so since being on the road, I have learned a lot about, I think, you know, I was saying this on another podcast the other day.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm finally living the most authentic version of my life. My most authentic version of my life was not in an office.
Yeah.
Whilst I'm in an office at the moment. But what I'm saying is I'm someone who is the best version of me, traveling, seeing the world, absorbing new cultures, having the laptop by the beach, sipping on pina coladas. And I think, you know, being in this life, I'm like, wow, you know, it feels incredible.
Yeah.
And I've learned a lot about who I am as an individual. I've picked up a lot of energies from different cities. Like, I've been to some cities and I'm like, no, not feeling it, we're moving on.
Yeah.
And just having the flexibility to do that. And I become a way, way more engaged person with myself, with my family, because I'm currently traveling with my husband and my three-year-old. And I think I've just become like way more relaxed and chilled. I've worked a lot less.
Yeah.
Definitely worked a lot less. And I think I've just become way more comfortable in knowing, like, there's so much more greatness to come. Like, there seems to be less urgency around the things that we put such heavy weighting on when you're in your own routine.
Yeah.
But being able to travel, you seem so much more, you prioritize different things.
Yeah.
Yeah. Does that make sense?
Yeah. No, I literally know exactly how you're feeling. When I was in Vietnam last year, I went with my parents and I was really like, I have a routine. I love my routine. And I was so uptight about breaking it. Like, I go to the gym all the time. I, you know, like, I'll journal and meditate and read, and I'll have my, I call it a miracle morning. And when I was overseas, I didn't do any of it. And I was like, oh, I just feel really unorganized. And then it come to like this point, I think it was from Cambodia to Vietnam. And as soon as I got to Vietnam, I was like, why am I like stressing about that? Like, why am I hard on myself for not doing this routine? Like, I'm in a beautiful country with my family, like, just live in the moment. Like, I'm, you know, I'm not going to live in this moment ever again. And that's one of the things I always stress. Like, you know, when you're traveling and you've got something booked and you're like, oh, thinking about like your next destination or your next tour, or instead of like living in what you are at the moment. And I think traveling makes you like stop and think. And I think in our everyday life, like, how many times did you drive to work or be on PT and not remember your trip to work? Like,
oh yeah,
all the time. Yeah,
well, up until I started to use that time intentionally, and I realized, oh my god, I've just been spending half an hour staring out of the train window when I could be actually building a business.
Yeah, exactly. And like, it's just like using that, those moments. And I guess like now that you're traveling and you've got, you know, so much to see and so much to do, you're finding that you can do as little work and get as much done in that time and have the rest of the time, you know, for your family. Whereas, you know, like when you were in Melbourne, you're probably like, oh no, I don't have time, got to do this, got to get this done
all the time. And yep, that's exactly. It was just like a different mindset, completely yeah. different mindset.
Yeah, that, yeah. So such an awesome lifestyle to live. I'm so envious of you right now.
It's going to happen. Yes. I feel it for you.
And what was your favorite in the States? Where was your favorite place?
Oh my gosh, I had so many. I really did. So I loved, so I lived in Orange County for yes. 2 months, loved it. Then Austin, Texas was my next. I mean, it's just got such a cool Texan yeah. vibe about it, but it's really young, heaps of entrepreneurs. Like yeah. it's an entrepreneurial hub, amazing. Yeah. And I loved Brooklyn, oh, Brooklyn, yes. New York. Yes. So that was amazing. Like we just had such a beautiful time there. I will definitely be back next year. I think that's the next place we'll go to and really settle down for a while.
Yes.
And then
see you there.
Yeah. So yeah.
No, that's awesome. I know, like, and it's just so inspiring that you do it with a young one and a family. Like, you know, I struggle to look after myself.
It's actually so easy.
Yeah.
Like, you know, a lot of people will make it a big deal. They'll be like, oh my gosh, like, how do you do it? How do you become a mum and how do you travel? And how, and I'm like, it's not that hard. Like, yeah. it's like that back to that Henry Ford thing. If you yeah. tell yourself you can't or that it's hard, then it will be hard and you can't.
Yeah, of course.
Right?
Yeah.
So it's just, yeah, it's just one of those things where it's for us. He loves the lifestyle. That's He's great. Three now. Travels everywhere, loves being on the plane. He like sits there with his little headphones on and he plays games and then falls asleep. He has some lady bringing him food every couple of hours. He's like, oh my God, like this is amazing. And we're on the trains and he loves like train travel. That's basically great. Anywhere where he can yeah. take a long nap, he's like, I'm in.
Yeah.
But like, you know, yesterday, like we were sitting at this bar just drinking responsibly, having a glass of wine, but I had to get work done. And I just had to do like some stuff on the laptop. I had my glass of wine. He had his soda water. I set him up with Angry Birds movie. And he was just like an hour of just him like watching a movie whilst having sparkly water. He's like, oh my God, yeah, this is the best.
Yeah, you know,
so he can make it fun and playful and easy. But yeah. the other thing I love as well and referencing why I work less is because of him.
Yeah.
Because I actually want to show him more. I want to take him out and give him experiences. Yeah. So I become much more intentional with my time, way more productive, so that I'm actually spending the majority of my day living and yes. being out there and seeing what's in the world and showing Teddy and Mike and I just like just soaking in cities that we visit. And it's not all about the hustle, but it's about the good hustle and about yeah. the intentional hustle when it's time to do that.
Yeah, that's awesome. And I think, like you said, you're more relaxed. So, you know, yeah. as a family, you're just like enjoying your time together rather than being stressed. That's awesome. I'm so envious of you. But I ask everyone that comes on my podcast this, but do you have a quote that you live by?
Yes. The day that you plant the seed is not the day that you eat the fruit.
Love that. I love that one. I have a quote at the end of my show and it is your quote that you say on your podcast. You can absolutely own your hustle because I feel like everyone will love that one.
Yeah.
I literally like feel like I hear it in my head all the time because I listen to your podcast so much.
Own it.
Yeah.
And I think it means something different to everybody.
Yeah.
You know, owning it might be just owning the day, owning your time. For others, it's owning your worth and owning your pricing and standing strong by that. And yeah. others, it's like owning your vision. If you have your mom or your dad or your family members doubting you yeah. in your side hustle, which is a thing,
yeah.
and they don't mean to do that, but they'll just do it subtly. They'll yeah. be like, what are you working on? You know, or something like that. Oh, you're quitting? Really?
Yes.
Yeah, owning that vision.
Yeah.
Owning that you are that next level version of you.
Yeah, that's awesome. So what's next on the Own Your Hustle journey? What have you got planned?
Netflix series.
Yes.
So 3-part awesome. Pilot came out. Amazon Prime just picked it up.
Yes.
And it's going out for negotiation with 2 streaming providers, Netflix or Hulu. I'm really hoping for Netflix. What else? Events all around the world are happening. I'm crafting VIP days, more courses, private coaching. Oh, so much good stuff. I'm really excited for this next year.
Yes. I'll put the pilot of the Own Your Hustle. I'll put the link in the show notes so people can watch it, because it's so good. Like, when I was watching it, I was like, this is just amazing. Like, you have come so far, and I like jumped on the journey even late, and even from there I'm just like, I binged your podcast, so like it felt like everything happened so quickly for you, even though it did. It like happened extra quick in my world. But I just want to like thank you so much, because like your podcast alone has given me so much. And I think like you've inspired so many people to like produce content, but produce like valuable content. And that's just like the next phase for myself. And I know like a lot of people are probably in the same boat, but I just want to thank you for coming on the show. Like, it means so much to me. I actually wrote this. I probably have it somewhere that I was going to get you on my podcast, and yeah, I manifested you on my podcast. So thank you so much. I really do appreciate it. But
I've got the biggest smile on my face. Thank you so much for having me on.
No, that's awesome. Just quickly plug your socials so people can follow you.
Okay, so I'm _RubyLee_ on Instagram. Yeah. I hang out every day. I'm obsessed with it. But my key platform is LinkedIn. So come and find me. Just type in Ruby Lee and you'll see a photo of me. And join the Own Your Hustle Facebook group. It's a free group. Yes. There's almost 2,500
sites. How amazing is Ruby? She's just a breath of fresh air. She just knows her shit too. Awesome. And so if you are looking to start a side hustle,
anyway,
or just
thanks
to get
so
a bit motivated,
really,
she's a bit
really
of a motivational
it.
Person.
Thanks, Mariah.
Definitely connect with Ruby. She has so much free content. Like, I built a lot of this just off her podcasts and her free videos on her group. She just has so much content that you can really, really dive into. Free courses that she offers. She recently launched one, 25 things you need to know about starting a side hustle or something like that. But I'll put that in the show notes as well, because that's, you know, a really good starter if you're looking to start a side hustle. Anyway, before I go, I want to leave you with Ruby's favorite quote, which is, you can absolutely own your hustle. And that could be with whatever. It doesn't have to be with just side hustling. Just whatever your hustle is, you can absolutely own it. And I love hearing that from Ruby, because it's just so true. And that's all I have for this episode. Next, you'll be joining me in Europe. But before I go, don't forget to always love yourself, because if you don't, it's really hard for someone else to love you back. And just loving yourself, you'll just be so much happier, so much more grateful, and just overall better. And you'll live a better quality of life. All right, I will talk to you in Europe. I hope you got something out of today's podcast. And if you did, don't forget to tell all your amazing friends. You can tag me on Instagram if you share this episode in your stories by tagging me at contentqueen_Mariah. But also, please don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes. It does go a long way in really helping me out, but it just takes that really, really short amount of time just to drop a review straight after you listen to this. If you want any more information on the show, you can click on the link below, which will have show notes. But I'm also deciding to put more show note information on the actual iTunes, because I know that's a little bit easier to navigate. But you can connect with me on Instagram on one platform, which is at contentqueen_Mariah, where I'll post everything to do with my business, my life, and my travel. If you have any questions, please contact me on there, or you can email me at information@contentqueenmariah.com. If you have any questions about the show, please ask me, or if you want me to discuss anything in particular. And I really look forward to talking to you next time.